Longtime listeners and listening friend, when you hear this music as the opening to Mark and Friends, you know there's exciting God-sighting stories to share. Keep listening. Listening friend, I play that song. It's a tradition since the first day of our broadcast on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, when WGNN first went on the air. What a great day to dedicate a radio ministry to the Lord, Easter Sunday. And so today I have some exciting news to share, and joining me is the beloved Donna Leland. Donna, I'm so glad you could take this call and be a part of today's broadcast.
I am just thrilled, Mark. It's just so wonderful to be a part of a ministry that is being blessed of the Lord.
Well, as I told you before when we got on the phone, there's so much to share. I think just the God-sighting stories from Wednesday would be the whole program, but we have this newsletter as of today and maybe this weekend arriving in hundreds of mailboxes, and people are going to read it and hopefully respond, but the newsletter contains so many different God sightings and interesting stories and coverage maps and ways for people to get involved. So I do want to cover that, but let me work a little bit in reverse because there were so many God sightings even yesterday, Thursday. But on Wednesday, we officially put KMDY 90.9 FM on the air. And so late Wednesday night, I sent a notice to the board and to all the staff and some significant volunteers. But I basically said, I'm thrilled to share some exciting news at noon today. So this is on Wednesday. KMDY 90.9 FM officially went on the air to the glory of God. And so I told everyone, now we're reaching across the Mississippi River into Keokuk, Iowa, and many great towns. So now you know how I say our great Indiana listeners? Now I have to say our great Iowa listeners. I'm so excited about that.
Wonderful.
So when they get to hear Mark and Friends and you on Thursday and our Moody lineup and all the great programming, I know we're going to bless those throughout Nauvoo and Macomb and Quincy and Keokuk and so many new towns in Iowa I need to get to know and be familiar with. But all the many efforts of the team to get us on the air on Wednesday and then getting the newsletter out and making a lot of calls to the various donors that were a part of KMDY years ago. So before I tell some of that story and we look at the newsletter, let me just share a couple God sightings from Wednesday.
Yeah, sounds great.
As you know, to put a station on the air, it takes technology, it takes equipment, it takes engineers, it takes staff, it takes lots of prayer and God's involvement. And so you just kind of never know. Murphy's Law, like, is this going to connect? Is this component going to work? Well, it was flawless on Tuesday as we got things set up in Macomb. And shout outs to a great engineer, Joe Rother, who's assisted many, many hours this last week to get things set. But we get to the Nauvoo Tower site. The city of license is Keokuk, Iowa for KMDY 90.9 FM. So Holly and I, we get out to Nauvoo, and that's where the Mormon Temple is. And part of Cornerstone Community Radio and Dick Van Zandt's vision was to reach all those people that go to the temple there and all those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and all the Christians that love to grow in their faith journey, but to be blessed by 90.9 KMDY. So Dick Van Zandt always has had a vision for that area. Well, we get out to the tower site and, you know, we have a tower climber going up 200 plus feet to get all the equipment installed and ready. Thank you, Al Tabor. He drove in from Missouri to do that on Wednesday. So we get everything set. He gets down. Holly drives into Keokuk, has to pick up a backup battery at a Walmart. So she crosses the state line, and you can see the Mississippi from the tower site. It's like 2 miles away. It's just incredible, beautiful area. Well, anyway, she returns, and I've said, well, Holly, we just got to install this backup battery, do this, and then we flip the switch. And so it's right around noon time. Chris Brooks is on with the Moody Broadcasting Network at that time. So we run over to the car. You know, it's a grassy area, this remote tower site. And I roll down the windows. Well, power windows. We don't roll them down anymore. You know, but anyways, I turn the radio up really loud so that way we can hear it from the tower site. And sure enough, flip the switch, transmitter fires up, and there's Chris Brooks. And we hear it, and we're just celebrating. Holly and I are thanking the Lord. And then we drive around for a while, and I'm like, wow, this really gets out far. So that was happening on Wednesday. And so Wednesday night, I sent a letter to the board and the staff and key volunteers. But as I'm leaving the tower, this is one of the many God sightings. There's a neighbor about 100 yards away with a home. And I thought, if her power goes out, that would mean the power to the tower goes out. It'd be great to connect. Her name's Vicky Ludolph. And her grandson was there. And so I was talking with them and saying, yeah, 90.9 FM is on the air now. It was off the air for about a week because Bob Palmetter, he was the station manager of Lift FM, the former owner of KMDY, shut down a week ago. So basically in about 5 days, we got it back on the air with the Moody Broadcasting Network and the programming that they listened to like 8 years prior. Anyways, the WLUJ family of stations lineup is being broadcast on KMDY 90.9 FM. So probably many of those Iowa listeners and those in Quincy and Macomb and Nauvoo and around that area might just be learning about the station being back on the air. So I don't know how many Iowa and other listeners from Illinois are tuned in today, but we'll be welcoming them over the days ahead. But this neighbor, Vicky, with her grandson, James, I said, hey, any chance you could let us know when the power's out? And she goes, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus. I'd love to help. And, you know, here's my phone number. And I'm like, thank you, God, because we call them our radio scouts. Those are people that call in when there's something maybe wrong with a frequency or there's a glitch or the right program doesn't air or silence or static. And so we have people in many different towns. So here's my shout out, listening friend. If you live in and around the Keokuk, Iowa area or Macomb or Quincy or Nauvoo, call in and let us know you can tune in and you're listening and you appreciate the broadcast. Maybe you want to receive this exciting newsletter that I'll give Donna a chance to highlight for you. But call us today or in the coming days, 217-528-2300. 217-528-2300, and be praying up Vicky as she, I think yesterday or today, is having back surgery. She's the neighbor that's right next to the KMDY tower, and we just want her to have quick recovery and be blessed by God with great physicians and treatment and rehab. And thank you, God, for how he raises up people like Dan and Joni Wilson. They own the land that the tower's on, and they extended the lease agreement to us. They're faithful followers of Jesus. In fact, Donna, my idea to contact many of the churches in Iowa and the Macomb, Nauvoo, Quincy area is that Joni on Wednesday said, hey, I want to put something in our church bulletin. What would you like us to say and share about KMDY? So I want to get a mailing out to all the churches in this area. So Dave and Ani and Joyce and our team are working on that. But if you belong to one of the churches in the KMDY listening area, we'd love to alert your congregation that we're back on the air with great Moody programming to the glory of God, and we're excited to move forward. I love people, Donna, that take the initiative. And she contacted me and said, what can we say in our church bulletin? So maybe some churches can make announcements or include it in their bulletin or their monthly newsletter, but we'd love to connect with you. Give us a call, 217-528-2300. 217-528-2300. Okay, Donna, you're so skilled. You connect with our listeners. I can't wait for KMDY to hear your morning devotional thoughts. You have 3 air shifts in the morning. You do music for Saturday for the Moody Broadcasting Network. You're just a beloved team member. You're Miss Encouragement to me. I love having you on our team with your gift sets and your heart for the Lord. And even your daughter, wow, she is very gifted when you have her on. So What would you want to say to our listeners, those that have tuned in for many years and probably rejoice with us that God is extending our borders to the new KMDY listeners, that this will be maybe their first time hearing Mark and Friends and hearing you on Thursdays?
This is just a win-win for the kingdom. Mark, this is God expanding our borders. And I just want to say a big, big thank you to all of our great news media listeners and our WLUJ family, because really it was through your gifts that this could even be a possibility, because you do such a great job taking care of all those 19 radio stations, my friends.
Yeah.
And now God is expanding our borders. And so that's credited to you. Because you have given to this ministry, and as you give to a prophet, so shall you receive a prophet's reward. Mm. So we want you to know that you're sharing in the victory with us. Yes, there are people who climb towers. Yes, yeah. Mark and Holly are there hoping it goes on, and everyone, all the engineers and all those doing all the FCC work and all the legal work. They're the people behind the scenes, but you're the one fueling it. You're the one putting the gas in the tank.
Yeah.
So I just really want our listeners to know this is a shared victory, and we can all rejoice together. And again, we've got this newsletter we'd love to send out to you, especially our new listeners, and just detail the family that you're now a part of, because it's big, and we love including you in this family.
Yeah, and Donna, I'm going to have you pray up the listener, those that maybe haven't begun a faith journey yet. I love helping them understand that God loves and cares for them. To the senior saint that just rejoices in that more people can hear the good news message of Jesus and connect. You know, it's accessible 24 hours a day, whether you're driving to church or you're going to bed at night, or maybe you're at work, or you can listen as you're traveling around. There's Christian radio that can fortify you in your faith journey, encourage you because of a devotional message or a God-honoring music or all the teaching formats. So whether you're the brand new KMDY listener or the future WDKR, we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But how about praying for all those listeners, whether they're beginning their faith journey or far from even starting a faith journey, to the senior saint?
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for letting us steward these souls, over 3 million souls that could potentially hear of your incredible gift of salvation. And Lord God, we just see this as the reason that we were born, to be able to be a part of this ministry, Lord, and your building up of the kingdom.
Mm.
Lord Jesus, I just pray for those who will come to know you as their Savior, who will find us on the radio dial by your divine will.
Mm.
Lord, we just pray for them now. We thank you, God, for all those who know you and are being encouraged by this radio station.
Mm.
Just guard our hearts, our minds, and all of our efforts, Lord. We just pray that it would be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. This reminds me of our very first broadcast, Easter Sunday, as I've mentioned, April 7th, 1996, when Phil Shepard at the Moody Broadcasting Network, we recorded that first historic broadcast up at Moody because we didn't even have our studio readied yet. And then the next week, Dick Van Zandt and some other engineers, they built this home studio that I'm at. So this is like almost 30 years removed that I have you, another excellent Moody broadcaster that does a lot of independent work and has been on our staff for a while. And we just kind of love you, Donna. But it's just bringing back the memories of dedicating these frequencies to the Lord's use. So now we're 20 strong, and we hope to be 21 strong in the coming weeks as we work towards getting WDKR, formerly a rock and roll station. It was a rock and roll station for 30 years.
Amazing.
It went on the air a few months after WGNN went on the air. So it's kind of amazing that we've acquired that, and we're waiting for one little last document to be signed, and it could happen any day. Then we'll move forward on that. But give us some highlights from this newsletter that I hope anyone that's tuned in that hasn't donated in the past or hasn't been a part of the radio ministry will call in to receive, because it gives the exciting coverage maps and it shows the tower and ways for people to contribute, and then it gives the highlights about two new stations, one incredible opportunity to reach more lives for Christ.
Yeah, this is an amazing gift that God has given us to steward. And that's what we want to be, is just good stewards of this incredible opportunity, reaching over 3 million people. That's amazing. I mean, it's a huge swath of central Illinois, and now we get to be a part of Iowa and Indiana. We're there as well. So this entire campaign for these two new stations, it's a need is for $225,000to really cover all this expense. Again, these stations, they aren't just handed to us. We actually have to purchase them. So this would include the purchase price. But there's so many wonderful ways to give. We've already had someone step up and do a $50,000 gift. And that's just, you know, they're good stewards of their money. Not everybody can do that. We totally understand. I'd have to sell my house to do that. But there are some people who don't. And we're giving thanks to the Lord for that. We've had another individual, $5,000. Another three have given the $1,000 gift. And then there's any amount that you can give. I mean, it's $25, $10. It's everything going into the overall bucket and getting this amazing work for the kingdom done. So consider that. Pray for that if you would like to continue to support this ministry. Again, this would be above and beyond what you're already giving, because what you're giving is keeping us on the air. And if you did give above and beyond, that would get these stations up and running and fully functional.
Yeah, Donna, there's actually two campaigns, and it's all spelled out in the newsletter. I hope you'll call and request your newsletter so you can see all the exciting news. It's like four pages, or I guess two pages, two-sided. But there's a tower, and it shows we needed a $50,000 gift, and then we need three $25,000 gifts, and some $10,000, and $5,000, and $1,000. And so that capital campaign to pay for the purchase of KMDY and WDKR is $225,000. Then we wanted to raise an additional ongoing monthly support of $10,500 to pay for the electric and the staffing and the equipment and everything that goes into getting the broadcast out, the insurance and the building and tower leases and all that. And so then we have, like, if anyone or a business could commit to a very generous $1,000 a month or $500 a month or $250 or $100. And so we have all these little circles, and you'll see on the newsletter some of them are filled in red ink. And so we want you to be a part of that. Many of you that maybe can give $25 or increase. Maybe you give $25, but you'll give $50 now. Then we can circle in all these little dots, and then hopefully in the coming weeks or months, we'll have it all filled, all paid for. And as some of you may know, we've never had to borrow money in our 30 years of broadcasting.
Amazing.
We've never taken out a loan. We've paid everything with cash. So we would ask for you to be involved so that we can, again, not have to pay any money towards interest or mortgage fees or anything. We always pay it off. And so we'd love to do that again. So 100% of your gift would go towards this campaign. It never goes towards interest or paying down a loan. God has miraculously provided through you. So we're just trusting that God's going to put it on your heart to get involved. So you can call if you live in the greater East Central Illinois area. You can call 217-367-7777. And for our great Iowa listeners that'll be new to KMDY and those with the WLUJ family of stations, you can call 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. Yeah, exciting times. And Donna, so what else would you want to say about this newsletter, why they should get it in their hands? Because it has the coverage map, so they can say, oh, great, it includes Antioch, or it includes this town, or, oh, I'm right in that signal area. And then the WDKR out of the Decatur, Warrensburg, Moroa area, we'll have a lot more to say in the coming days as we get close to getting that on the air. And we're hoping any day to get the final document signed and then get another tower climber and a few components. And then WDKR 107.3 FM will be on the air to the glory of God. So we're so excited. And Donna, you and the team have brought this together. We have a bold vision to go where God would lead, and it seems like he's given us these two stations. And there were other opportunities, we just didn't have the monies, but I was offered two other stations, one on the Missouri border that I was excited about, but the money wasn't there. But if somebody gave a very significant gift, I think in the future we might be able to, if God leads, to add additional stations.
You know, you are a Caleb, Mark. I've always renamed you Caleb because you are a give me this mountain kind of guy. But in today's language, it's give me this radio station kind of guy. And the Lord is answering that. Yeah. He is honoring that. And we see him handing you radio stations and opportunities. And we're just thrilled to be a part of something that's working and in a successful kingdom-building enterprise. And people want to be a part of that. I encourage them to contact us and let us know you're out there and that you want to be on the team.
And you're so right. And you started off with these comments, Donna. It's really all about the listeners. They're the team that supply the resources and the prayers. Oh, listening friend, please be praying for this ministry. We want to be in the center of God's will. Our goal is always to educate, edify, and evangelize. And Donna, we love when people get to know Jesus, maybe for the first time, or grow in their faith journey. And so that's what we're about, all to God's glory. It's not about great staff. It's not about us being visionaries. We just want to be in the center of God's will. But we can do that because of your help, your financial support, and your prayers. So if you want to receive this newsletter or maybe make a gift today, we don't do share-a-thons in the many years. Great News Radio and Great News Media has never had a share-a-thon. And the LUJ family of stations, we stopped their share-a-thons about 4 years ago. So we are entirely trusting God to provide through you. And so if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call WLUJ Family of Stations at 217-528-2300 or Great News Media at 217-367-7777. Oh, God is so good, Donna, and we get to serve him, and we get to serve the best listeners in the world, and soon to have 21 frequencies dedicated to God's glory, broadcasting the good news message of Jesus. There isn't a better position or work that we get to do than being able to share with listeners day to day great programming.
Amen.
All right, listeners. Well, I guess I was a little wound up today, Donna. Am I usually like this?
Yeah, you are. And so our dear listeners in Iowa need to get, you know, exposed to you, Mark, and the energy and enthusiasm you have for getting people to understand that God loves them.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful excitement to have.
Yeah, it's the best calling to participate and work with the area churches and the pastors. That's where God wants to do the most ministry, in those congregations, through the pastor, through the declaration of his word each and every week. But we're like a supplement. We want to come alongside you when you can't go to church, or you're shut in, or you're incarcerated, or for whatever reason you can't get out, or as a supplement as you're driving. And many pastors, they tune in and they get ideas for messages. And we just want to work with the church. God's bride is the church. We love the church. We want to support the church and the work that the pastors are doing. But we get to also have this ministry of broadcasting Bible teaching, God-honoring music, and bless you day to day, overnight. We'll put you back to sleep. We have no commercials to keep you awake and to have you buy a product. We just want to promote Jesus and have him be the center focus of your life. And like Donna said, God loves you, he cares for you, and he created you, and he has plans and purposes for you to realize as you live for him. And so we want to help you with that and help you on your faith journey. All right, well, listening friend, you get a little taste of Donna. You can hear her every Thursday, 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing. Now, I must say, Donna, you know this, and for our great Indiana listeners, that's 8:32 a.m. and 8:32 p.m. Now I got to figure out, what do I say? Because our Iowa listeners are Central Time, so they're like our Illinois listeners. We love you all, and hope you'll tune in the days ahead of not only Mark and Friends, but to all the programming that we know God will use to help you on your faith journey. So, yeah, I'll let you sign us off, Donna, and we got to be busy about the Lord's work for today.
Absolutely. Again, thank you, dear listener, for being a part of Mark and Friends and praying for this ministry.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Donna Leland with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Woohoo!
Man, that was drinking from a fire hose. Awesome.
You're the best. Thanks, Donna.
Okay, brother. Talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.